Okay, good evening. Right, in terms of the Gemara, I think more or less finished the sugya on the Gemara on the Dada. People have asked for just a little bit of what is the final halacha. So we'll take a bit of a look at Siman Reish Mem Ches. As I said, we did it, I think, in great detail in the Sechah Shabbos at the time then. We'll end of the first parak there, so it's quite a while ago. So Chazor is always a good thing. But as I said, I think I've got typed up various sort of question and answers on this with a lot of detail there. If people want more, or you can just learn the Mishnah Berurah Siman Reish Mem Ches, but we'll try and cover it a little bit together. I will just, a couple of hakdomas, a couple of nekudas. Number one, we've been concentrating very much on the Tosfos here, we're understanding, because that's what we're covering in Erevin. And that is all built around the Shitta of the Rashbam. The Rashbam wanted to say that this whole brisa in Shabbos, which is where it really all begins, about not going on a ship within 3 days of Shabbos, and then the Machlokes, Rebbe Yerushim Begam Yel, and then you have to ask the Goy to stop, all of that, he said, that's not relevant to us, that's all Shitta Stei Shama. So as I'm concerned, says Rashbam, mutter to get on a ship, not even on Mitzvah Shabbos, even on Shabbos itself. Tosfos challenges that. It sounds like all to do with Shabbos. That's if you just learn the sugya here. Lemaisa, if you go back to what we did in Masechet Shabbos, you'll see there's plenty of Rishonim who essentially don't go with that. And they learn that brisa is no geatah. The Shaila is dupassing at Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel. What case are we talking about there when it's 3 days beforehand? Are we talking about all types of boats? Are we talking about only on the high seas where there's going to be an ex-Shabbos issues? Depends on what exactly the reason is. Are we talking about Tchumen? There's plenty of discussion. And La Halacha, therefore, we don't go with the Rashbam. Okay? So therefore, yes, this Tosfos is a very important Tosfos, but La Halacha, just to note, we don't really go with it. La Halacha, we pass in that brisa is Nogei Halacha, there is an issue within 3 days of Shabbos. What's the issue? So we'll try and do a little bit of an overview, some of it inside. We'll see about Zashem. But that's the general thing to realize. There are instances when it's Mutter. There are instances when it's Mutter. Okay? If the various Chashoshes are not there, then it can be Mutter on Erev Shabbos. On Shabbos, we'll come back to in a second.
So does that mean we're passing out Beis Shammai?
No.
Was it Beis Shammai that you couldn't go a few days before?
No, it's Beis Hillel. Who said it was Beis Shammai? You can't start things before Shabbos unless you're going to be completed before Shabbos. So getting onto a boat before Shabbos is not good enough because it's going to be sailing on Shabbos. That's Beis Shammai's thinking. Beis Hillel say, no problem.
Right.
That's the Rashbam thing. But the other Rishonim say, no, it's nothing to do with starting before Shabbos and completing it. There's issues in Enik Shabbos, Tuchumin, Malachos, all these things which it can lead to. That's why it applies. Now we just have to formulate, and that's basically what's going on in Reish Mem Ches.
So basically, say not even on Erev Shabbos can you go, or Thursday can you go on a boat.
Correct.
Isn't that the same as the Tana Kama?
Arguably, not even on Wednesday.
Isn't that the same as the Tana Kama?
It's not Beis Hillel. That is the brighter. There's nothing to do with Beis Hillel Beis Shammai.
Right.
Yeah, I mean it's nothing to do with Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. It's a completely different question. So as I said, then we just have to apply it. The Terech Mitzah, the Terech Tavar Rishos, on a if it's a river, if it's the sea, okay, that's all the things which are discussed in Reish Mem Ches. Which, as I said, is really more Masechet Shabbos. We'll try and cover a little bit together. That is one nekuda. Now the other nekuda I just want to mention, and that is before we go on in this halacha, and that is this thing that we saw in Tosfos and the Rosh about people go onto a boat before Shabbos. And they light their candles, and they either eat there, they set up their food, it's not clear exactly what they're doing, and then they get off the boat. So it does help, it doesn't help. Lamai said the run is the one in the Sefer Shabbos who mentions this idea. He says it does work. Now the question is, what we're saying in Tosfos, that it doesn't work, Allah says that you're going to have a problem walking the whole ship, which Tosfos doesn't agree with anyway. But if you hold there's a problem of walking the whole ship, then this won't help. Now he said, why not? Why not? And we saw the Rosh.
It goes on and goes up.
Correct. So we saw the Rosh, and the Rosh said this thing about because the Makini Ashavisa, Shaykh, what's the Shaykh Kini Ashavisa on a boat which is going to move? We said, what do you mean? But we've seen the idea of Kini Ashavisa. So we So the mitre, we explained it, rightly or wrongly, but we explained it based on the Hagolas Ashri, basically. Now, Hagolas Ashri is very clear, that as long as you stay there, Bein Ashmoshis, you can then get off and come back off. So rather, if you're thinking, but I've left my food there, that's what doesn't work. Okay, be happy with that. That's what we discussed yesterday and the day beforehand. The idea, maybe there's a chiddush between it if you're there in person or you put your food there. However, that is not necessarily the pshat in the Rosh. The Beis Yosef, when you look at the halacha, you're going to be looking and thinking, well, that's not what we're saying over here. The Beis Yosef, in Rish Mamchez, he brings what essentially comes in Sif Gimel. And that is the idea that there is this shitter, and it's just a question of what's pshat in it, but there is this shitter that you cannot get off the boat at all. You cannot get off the boat at all. Meaning to say, that if you get onto the boat before Shabbos, and you even have your meal, right? Mm-hmm. And yesterday he talks about, well, what's the meal got to do with it? He says, you're right, maybe you don't have to have the meal, maybe that's nothing to do with it, right? And then, the minute you get off, you're not going to be able to get back on. Now, the Rashba says a svara, because when you get off, even b'chatzi Shabbos, even halfway through Shabbos, you're going to be kena shvisa on the ground. That's what he says.
On Shabbos, but you have to be kena shvisa before Shabbos. So
yeah.
Why does that contradict kena shvisa? You've acquired your shvisa.
Because you're not kena shvisa on the ship. So if you're not going to shvisa on the ship, the minute you get off the ship, you're going to be going to shvisa on the ground.
The reason you're not going to shvisa on the ship is because the ship is moving. The ship will eventually move.
It could be. He doesn't actually quote. I don't think he quotes that part of it. He quotes the Tos and the Rosh together, and that's the way that they're taking on is the shot in the. Basically, there's a Rashba. There's a Rashba who says this is the problem, and the Rashba does seem quite clear. Even if you get off. You've been there and you get off halfway through Shabbos, you're going to have a problem getting on. And he asks, he says, what's this idea about being Kodesh Shvisa halfway through Shabbos? He suggests it could be because maybe if the water is higher than 10 Tzfachim, so then you're not going to be Kodesh Shvisa on the ship. It's already, it's at the port, it's higher than 10 Tzfachim, or the boat's higher, you know, it's higher. So the minute you get off, you're going to be Kodesh Shvisa there, so you're not going to be able to get back on. That could be Peshat in the Rashba. In which case, if it's theoretically I don't have such a situation, I have a situation where I can be Kodesh Shvisa on the ship, then it wouldn't be a problem. If that's all it is, it's got to be the Bein Ashmoshis, and then is that what the Rosh really means to say? But then in which case, what's it got to do with the fact that the ship is going to journey after? That's not what the Rosh is saying. That's not what the Rosh is saying. Yeah, he didn't say that. That wasn't. Rather, it sounds like he's saying that. It's just simply not shaykh to be Kodesh Shvisa on the ship. But then we got the problem, but what do you mean? But we've seen Gemaras which talk about being Kodesh Shvisa on a ship. So, again, if you want to say it's because it's not within 10 spot from the ground, that I can understand. Fine, those Gemaras which talk about being Kodesh Shvisa talk about when it's on the ground, right? Low water.
If it's 10 tefachim, then you've got no problem of any problems. If it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground.
Well, I understand. Until we get to the next port. You're still, no, but hold on a second, you're still going to have a problem. It's depending on the depth of the waters.
You haven't got any, don't have any problem. No tachum, no problem with walking, no problem with anything.
And a chalami. To a certain extent, yes. Correct.
Yeah. Until you get off.
Yeah, correct. When you get off. There is discussion in Top Talmud about when you, no, that's not in this chayla, about in such case when you get off of the port at the other end. That's going to be based on the next thing.
Can you get onto the boat before Shabbos or on Shabbos if it's above 10 tefachim?
If it's above 10 tefachim, it's going to stay above 10 tefachim.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of discussion here. Depends on what reason you're going to take. It's being the
issue.
But again, that's only the tchumen aspect of it. But again, let's just come back to this Rosh. If the Rosh is talking about because it's above 10 tefachim, then what's it got to do with that? Because it's Mosas Mishon, it's going to be journeying for that. It's because it's not 10 tefachim. It's not within 10 tefachim of the ground. So what are you going to say? Ah, no, what it means is he's saying something else. You can't be turning on a Shvisa on a ship. Why? Because it's going to be going from there. The Gemara says you can be Kodesh Shvisa on a ship. We know that. That's what they will ask on the Rosh. What's the Rosh talking about? Yeah? So it's a little bit difficult to understand what exactly is going on in the Rosh. Now, according to the way we explained it, fine, that was based on the Agavos Tashri. Fine. But again, the Beis Yosef puts together this Tosfos, doesn't say even as much as the Rosh, and the Rosh, and he doesn't quote that line about the Makni in the Knishri, he just says you've got this problem of getting off the boat. He understood that it's the same as this, I think it's this Rashba, which says you cannot get off a boat, I don't care whether you've been to the Hall of Ben Ashmas, and you had your meal there, but that does make a difference, you lit your candle. The fun, and I said, if you get off, you won't be able to get back off. And he puts Tosfos and the Rosh with that.
But that's because you kind of shvi'sa so when you get off. Is that why you can't get back on?
Now, there is you've got this dissenting opinion, which the Ramah basically goes with, which says, no problem. As long as you were there when Shabbos came in, you can get off and come back on. So the Mechaber basically goes with this opinion, you can't. Whether that is the Pshat and Tosfos, I'm not going to try and argue with it. You can, it depends on how you want to read Tosfos. Like Halacha, he's bringing it that Tosfos is being machmeh on this, right?
According to the Ramah, you can get off.
You can get off and get back
on, and you've got what 2,000 amas beyond the ship. How far can you go?
No, this is something else. This is stun. You're not going to be able to get that. Oh, talking about in terms of being kind of shvisa.
Yeah, because
it's only going to help you with regards to being able to walk around the whole ship.
You really want that? So therefore you've got 2,000 hours over that.
Once the ship sets sail, let's say it's going to be going in shallow waters, I still walk the whole ship. Going to the Machaber, you can't.
I mean, you've got nothing. You've just got the Daladamas.
Correct.
Okay, so anyway, it's only now got the Ramah says you can go off.
I mean, again, Kozman, the boat's moving, you're alright. Because it's Kozman is about 10 to 12. In practice, it's going to be a limited thing. That's number one. Number two is you may have the other problem, which is you can't get to be mafleg besfino b'shabbos. As far as the Mechaber is concerned, you're starting on Shabbos. You're going to be sitting on the boat for 3 days beforehand. The minute you get off,
so you can't even go on a boat to the Mechaber.
Well, that's what that's seeing. It's like a lot. We're not going to destroy
Shabbos. If you're not going to be off the boat, why can't your tchum include the boat? If your mafleg besfino is off the boat within the 2,000 numbers, then why can't that ship be included in your tchum? Why can't that? So you.
Well, it's not that you're all right, but what happens the minute the boat sets sail? It's not going to take you very long to get outside.
Yeah, but then it's above Tentabachim, and you've got, and it's moving.
Ah, something else. Okay.
So that kicks in.
And Achamim, but you got a different problem. Whereas, as I said, you're not lahalocha. You're not allowed to get on a boat on Shabbos.
But If it's within your tchum, it's just part of the land, isn't it, at that point?
Ellie's asking, why are you not allowed to get on the boat on Shabbos?
No, because all the issues with getting on the boat on Shabbos, seasickness,
but that's got...
But that's even Thursday, Friday?
No, they won't go on it. In Ochanami. But I've been sitting on the boat for the last 3 days. It's been a cruise. We've been going round the thing. I've been on the boat, and now it's Erev Shabbos comes into port. Yeah, I stay on the boat, and then I get off.
You have to get off before Shabbos,
correct?
To go and double.
And then get a full stop.
Chabad,
you can't go back off.
I'm sure it happens all the time.
Well, we haven't got to real halacha yet, have we?
About getting off at Newport, we'll address to that. So let's just have a little bit of a look at Erev Shabbos. Basically, what this Hakdomo here in the Mishnah Berurah, this is the question, how much to read inside, and let's read this Hakdomo, the Mishnah Berurah, on this page, on that page.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, before writing the Ryan column, he's got a whole summary, and at least that part, let's read together. Yeah. So he says, before we start explaining the word Lashon Hara, he says, let's bring the Braisa. This is what the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Yotet. Tomer Rabon. This is the brisa which everything is centered around. You're not allowed to go out on a ship within 3 days of Shabbos. When is that said? If you're going for a mundane matter, if you're going somewhere for a divine mitzvah, Shabbos, that's perfectly fine. And you tell the captain of the ship, please, you know, Shabbos, I don't want you to go, right? And even though he's not going to listen to you, doesn't matter, that's all you have to do. And obviously he's not going to listen to you, but you've done your part.
So this is telling him not to embark on
Shabbos, or
he's in the middle of a journey, stop the boat on Shabbos. What are we talking about?
Would it be to actually, I suppose it would be even to stop the boat.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Which he's not going to do, but doesn't matter. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says you don't even have to do that. No, it's not your problem. When Mitzur le Tzidon, and the Braisa finishes off and it says, from Tzur to Tzidon, two places, Shumahalach piyam echod, he's just putting in the headband that is, it only takes one day to sail from one to the other. Hafid of Erev Shabbos Mutter, unless you've got a minhag, otherwise it is Mutter even on Erev Shabbos, because you expect to reach there before Shabbos. That's the Bryson.
Why does that make things better that you're reaching somewhere before Shabbos?
I'm not going to be on the boat on Shabbos.
Erev Shabbos meaning one day before.
You're not allowed to go within 3 days if the boat's going to be sailing on Shabbos. But if it's not going to be sailing on Shabbos,
well then what's the weather? I don't know what they're bringing that for. It must be that it's going to be on Shabbos.
It sounds like there's a din, it's just a blackout, that you're not allowed to go on a boat within 3 days of Shabbos. So the Braisa says, no, the divorce is because you're going to be sailing on Shabbos. If you're not expecting to be sailing on Shabbos, then it's Mutter. You don't have to start.
No, that can't be.
Yep. That is Shabbos. And you know what? And if, let's say, it's a 2 day expected journey, then you can go within 2 days.
As long as it finishes before Shabbos.
As long as it's expected to finish before Shabbos.
So if it does end up being on Shabbos, you haven't done an avodah.
Correct.
It's in 3 days, you might.
Despite the fact that, it's possible to you that there are halachas, recommend things not to travel on Erev Shabbos. Yeah. You know, you're expecting to get there, but who knows what's going to happen. There are plenty of stories of people who got stuck along the way. And they had to spend Shabbos in the middle of middle of nowhere.
Okay,
it happens.
But then you shouldn't say.
But we're saying that's not what I'm not going to be this. Okay, that's the second Shabbos. Now, that's the Braisa. That is the Braisa. And the Rashbam comes along and says, you can basically learn it and put it to the side. That's all Beis Shammai, it's all discussion of Beis Shammai. It's not Negev to us. But that's not the way we take on our doctor. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Vinei habit on nemru al zeh b'peskin." There's many reasons given for this in the poskim. So he goes, "Yeshayim." Some say, "This is the Baal Amor." Says, "Hatam." The reason is, "Shami yisrael chayisrael asis madachah ba'atzmei b'shabbos mepnei pikuach nefesh." Maybe the Yisrael himself, the Yid himself, will end up having to do malachos, right? Because of pikuach nefesh, he'll end up having to do malachos on Shabbos. Because obviously, being on a ship, which may or may not be seaworthy, it's a mokum sakana, right? That's one possibility. Yeah. Another possibility is shiyase ho'ini yehudi balasvin alguro melocho b'kshiras hakelosh ad chilulim. Even if it's not a mokum sakana, says the Ramban, there's another possibility, and that is that the goyus, driving the boat, the one who's sailing, he may start doing melochas for you, such as tying the mast and other chilulim, which, okay, you're saying, why is it me more than anyone else? Yeah, okay, it depends on exactly the number of people on the boat, and whether it's rov yidden, whether it's rov goyim, etc. but that potentially is another issue. Number three is, Mishum Issa Tuchumen. So Rabbi Nechanan says the issue is, Issa Tuchumen. Come before the Beis Yosef, Ba'arichus. Take a look at the Beis Yosef, you've got Ba'arichus, all these different reasons given. But what if Svirade, now the Rif holds, no. The Mishum Chashash Melachwe Tuchumen, if it's any of the above, if there's any Chashash of the above, Vada Hoya also Akhidim Shilashiyon. Then, like people have been asking here, you wouldn't be allowed to do it even on Sunday. Going on a boat even on Sunday, if any of the above are going to be a concern, meaning today we're going on a cruise on Sunday, it's expected to still be on the high waters on Shabbos, and any of these Asharis that are going to be do malacha for me, I may have to do malacha because it's Bikurat Nefesh, maybe issues of Tuchumen, any of these Asharis, you will not be able to go on there even from Sunday. Right? Posh. So he says that the Gambit Bar Mitzvah, and there wouldn't be any head for the Bar Mitzvah either. Right? And the others will say, oh, then the whole thing is a chashash. Right? But fine. Ere the Ikar of Issa Radi, he says that's not the reason. Rather, the Ikar Issa is Mishum Bitzel Mitzvahs Oenik Shabbos. It's because of the fact that you're going to be taking away from the Mitzvah of Oenik Shabbos. The Chol Shalisha Yomim, Horisheni Mishlaim Tzar, Machmas Nienu Ahasfino. Interesting, he says that it takes 3 days for a person to get used to the movements of the ship. According to this, then, if it's not setting sail for the first day, you'd have an issue even before. This is 3 days from when it sets sail, that's when you start the clock. Okay, that's the way he's explaining it, because of the movements of the ship. Shegufo mishtaber, literally, right, his body is being broken up. Look at the still like the fossil, right? Describing people on a boat and they're moving around like a sheker, like a drunkard, yeah? Being thrown around by the waves.
That's largely because of Yechogu as well.
Huh?
Because Yechogu, we know. Yechogu, I assume they got very merry. Okay? So it's not
that. Moving around, the way Chogu means to move around.
Chogu, I see, for those who say that, okay.
Okay, began Machmas Tuchin or Elem in Ayamim Hamaluchin. Also, it's because of the. From the salty water, there's a certain silken, like a dirt that it brings up, also makes a person apparently feel not well. It takes 3 days for a person to get used to it, to acclimate, and that's why it's 3 days. So that's what's brought in Sif Beis. And then there's a fifth reason, and that is. Tosfos says, the reason is that Tansh also about the Gaswino Human Hishinerek in the top, that's what we saw now, Tosfos says as well. One of the reasons is because it looks like you're floating on the water, the shot up in your mind, it's like you're swimming in the water, the shallows, same comes under the same category. The Zehu also the Khalealmo, that would be also going to everyone, the Meneg Zedo, should be asked the Khodish or Shaitin, because you may come to make some sort of raft or float, because it'll come on the Simishin Lamates, as comes in Simishin Lamates. The Kredim Shavisha Yom Mishori. Now, before 3 days, say in other words, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, is permitted. The fact that you have to go well before Shabbos is you say, why am I having to leave so early? Why am I being told I can't go Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, so early on in the week? Ah, the issue is because it looks like swimming in the water. That will always act as a reminder, don't come to make anything on Shabbos.
That doesn't mean the boat has to go more than 3 days before. You have to get on the boat more than 3 days before.
Presumably, according to that may be an argument. Yeah, it could be the very fact that you go on. Could be.
And the boat can stop during those 3 days.
Not necessarily. I think it depends on the different reasons.
I think if you go,
they get back any acclimated, I don't know if a small stop is unlikely to ruin your.
A cruise will stop every day.
So a lot of these reasons don't apply to cruises.
Right.
I've got no experience, but they say that for the average person, these, what do you call, cities on water, they're designed that there shouldn't be terrible seasickness. I don't know, but anyone has.
And they have stabilizers, huge stabilizers on these.
You know it's going.
They don't really rock at all.
Yeah. Right. So that reason shouldn't be an issue. The issue of Tuchumen. We're going to see Tuchumen is not going to be in. I mean, as long as it's
definitely above 10 to 5.
10 to 5, exactly. So that shouldn't be a problem. The issue is only getting off the boat, getting it off at a port. And the other issues that we've mentioned beforehand, the Derech Klal shouldn't be an issue.
So if you get a boat, that's on Tuesday. Why is there less likelihood of you making a raft presented either for the making or
the haircut.
But the haircut being what, I went to on Tuesday, not on Wednesday.
That I knew that I had to go before.
Because you knew you had to do it because of that. I see what you mean. Okay, alright.
That's what I often said. Why did I have to be so early?
Yeah, that's okay. So. You might even that might help for some of the other things by doing the local and Shabbos.
No, see, that's the thing. If we go on, see, he says, well, it's on our poskim. Those poskim are now the first law, the first three reasons. They said it's because of melacha, either you doing melacha or the goy doing melacha, or because of tchumen. So mashachidik habrais, what do they respond to the riff? The riff says, and that's the reason that even on Sunday Monday should be a problem. They will say the reason why the Brice makes the distinction between being Tir Shleshiyom and the Kedem Shleshiyom in Hud, by 3 days and before 3 days, and Shemad Shleshiyom and Kedem Shabbos Mikri Kamishat. So it's what we mentioned, is because the Moran Gittin says 3 days before Shabbos, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, is called before Shabbos. It's connected to the Shabbos, the upcoming Shabbos. Already from Wednesday, you've got to start being careful. Right? Start thinking twice. It's a bit like when it comes to Pesach as well. Poskim say it. When it comes to Pesach, once you get within the 30 days, whatever it is, now think twice before buying chametz. Yeah, you want to use mechira, fine, what you've got. But there's no mitzvah to buy chametz to be able to sell it. So think twice, ready, get into your mind. Pesach is coming. Same sort of idea here. So within 3 days of Shabbos, get into your Shabbos mode now. Start thinking what?
You shouldn't buy chametz even if Shabbos is before Pesach.
You can.
Again, it doesn't mean you can't buy. It means think twice before everything you do.
Instead of buying a huge challah, buy two small challahs.
Don't buy it.
No, but you're still buying chametz.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Don't buy with it with the approach that, okay, you know what, I can buy as much as I want because I'm doing a mechiras chametz anyway. Yeah.
Okay. Not to store.
That's the way they sort of think twice. Not to store. And everything you do, where you're taking the chametz, right? Don't make your life more difficult, right? Yeah, so yeah, I'm sure you want to. Don't take chametz upstairs or running Facebook's company. That started 6 months before, right? So, whatever it is, right? Not in our house, but. So, I will kodem shalosh yomim, but before the 3 days, the hate mikri bos shalosh olam, the Gemara called that's already the day following the previous Shabbos. I don't know the cholalot azara shalosh habo, the shori lafik bohem. That's not a state where you have to start making cheshbonos, and therefore I have to start worrying. Maybe I'm going to come to a situation which Bertam is then mutter for Chilul Shabbos. I'm not going to have to start making these cheshbonos. But all dafim is torah chachakat over the day Chilul Shabbos mission pikuach nefesh shari. And if it does come to Chilul Shabbos because of pikuach nefesh, okay, as though it is, it's mutter. I wouldn't have done anything wrong. Then I'm a chabe abshin himshach v'zoy face achal orik. Now, when it comes to the Mechaber, even though in Seifes he's going to follow the Rif, yeah? The Rif is the one who says about Enik Shabbos. She'etik Peirushay, he does bring the Rif, Mikol Mokom, nevertheless. Gam Husfira, Reka Poskim, he does, the Mechaber still does hold like the other Poskim. The Kodim Shlishi Yomim, that on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Shori is permitted after Mokom Shi Yitorech HaChakach, Lo Vedidei Chilul Shabbos, Aridei Melachot. Even though he goes with the Rif, the reason of Enik Shabbos, it doesn't mean to say he goes all the way with the Rif, that the Rif said that if it's Shaykh any of the other Chashoshes about Chilul Shabbos, then you couldn't even go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. No. I go with the other Shittas that these reasons are applicable only within 3 days, but I also take on board the reason of Enik Shabbos. The others don't bring Enik Shabbos into it. No, that's also a consideration. So if you've got a situation where I say, no Chilul Shabbos, none of these things are Shaykh. But Enik Shabbos is a factor, that would be a reason to stop you going within 3 days of Shabbos.
Within 3 days,
yeah. Exactly. The Chumash calls the Seif Dalid, that is apparent from Seif Dalid, by Mad Pemashi Kasav Nishon. Take a look at what we've written over there. Elo, just, the Sfira Lei, that he holds, the Ap I Lo Hoya Boi Shum Chashash Melocho. Even if there wouldn't be any chashash malach or tzchumen or tzchumen. How do you have such a situation? Sheikula shalein yehudi. The whole boat is goyim. The chenasa boh malach, any malach which is done on there, mistoma adati dein yehudi nasa. It's going to be done. Min astam, it's being done for the goyim. Vigami b'mokum shalvuk yehudi to mishlet me'asar tzfokim. Also, the boat is always, right now, and it's always going to be within, it's always above 10 tzfokim. Because according to many poskim, you can't run into problems of isur tukumin because of the kavod simin tov talit ein shom. Take a look over there. That's Bezal Hashem. The next studio we'll be doing in the Gemara. Afidu hochi. Even so, also mishum bitzul onik Shabbos luchod. That in that respect, he goes like the Rif, that you still got to factor in onik Shabbos. Yeah. The other rishonim, who in that first group, they weren't worried about onik Shabbos. They didn't say that's the reason. So now, with that introduction, he says, let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. So, in Sefer, let's take a look at the Mechaber. Mutar lahaflik b'tzvina afilu be'erev Shabbos. Now, this is not the Rosh Hashanah, don't get any ideas. It's mutar to go out on a ship, even on Erev Shabbos, in Hilich L'Dvah Mitzvah. Oh, okay, that's straightforward, yeah? If you're going for Dvah Mitzvah, no problem. And that means to say, right, that means to say, even if onik Shabbos is going to be an issue, so what? I'm going for the Bar Mitzvah, yeah? Mm-hmm. Even if there's going to be places where the water is going to be less than 10 tefachim, right? Also no problem. I left on Erev Shabbos, I don't have to worry about that. Yeah? And again, I'm effectively just praising the Mishnah Berurah. Mm-hmm. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is. That's how I'm getting information, yeah? Even if it's a Bar Mitzvah, fine. So what should you do? You tell the Yosef Goy, the captain of the ship, please, Shabbos, please don't keep going. Yeah? Okay? Now, I'm just going to pause there a second. I mean, okay, let's just finish off. Yeah? And if he doesn't stop after that, okay, ishkafadach. This is all for a Dvar Mitzvah. You can go out even on Erev Shabbos. You ask the goy to stop for Shabbos, and if he doesn't listen, nishkafer. That's it. Now, what about to go out on Shabbos itself for Dvar Mitzvah? No, that you can't do. Right? That you can't do. There are those who hold you can. There is, he does bring such a shit like that, but the Morgan Avraham holds you can't.
What did we say about the Tachum on Shabbos if you were visiting someone in the city or something? In the next city, we said we can't. We did. Did we say for the Bar Mitzvah you could go beyond your tuchum?
No, that was to do with Stam setting up an area of tuchum.
Yeah.
Only the Bar Mitzvah. So that's something else.
No. Okay.
No, has to go outside the area of tuchum. No, set up an area of tuchum. Yeah. Okay. So this din of having to ask him to stop, that actually makes no difference whether it is Erev Shabbos, Friday, Thursday, as long as it's with Erev Shabbos is Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, it's all the same, as long as within 3 days, you have to
you can go for Dvar Mitzvah.
Yeah. Now, there is a shayla. What happens is, you know the goy, meaning to say, first to give him means, I asked the goy, maybe even give him some money, and he said, yeah, I'll stop for you. He can't wait to. That doesn't matter. The fact that he doesn't stop afterwards, I made my point, that's good enough. That's basically what we're saying. What happens if I try to, and he says, no, I'm not stopping on Shabbos, which is more like our situation. These cruises are not going to stop for you. Yeah?
Yeah. Don't wait.
So there's discussion about that. Halacha l'maisa, roi b'achronim, avaskim, that's not your problem either. You've made your stance, I've asked it. He said no, that's good enough.
So you have to ask.
Yes.
The second case is that when he says no, the assumption here initially is that he doesn't say anything.
But if he tells me outright he's not going to, well then have I gained anything by trying to do it? Is that it's just the trying that's good enough? Yeah. That's good enough.
On a cruise, it's probably not just up to the captain to stop. He's probably the
I'm saying the cruise is never going to happen. It doesn't matter. I've made my request and that's good enough.
So are we saying
on the cruise you have to go and ask the captain?
According to this, yes, but if the reasons apply, they're not going to apply on the cruise. So that's what I'm saying to you. Most of the reasons don't apply on a cruise. Think it through the five reasons. It's not signed.
Can that be anyone who's working on the boat, you ask, as opposed to the captain?
There's got to be somebody who has the capabilities to stop the boat.
Well,
I mean, he's got a captain, and maybe is the fine. Now, then he says, "Aber d'var rishus." When it comes to a d'var rishus, mundane reason, im afligim esfino pos mishpeshiyon kedem haShabbos. In the 3 days of Shabbos, which means even on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you can't go out. There is the Gaon brings many who say that 3 days means including Shabbos itself. It's actually only Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos.
In that case, you still have to ask the captain if you go over 3 days with the d'var rishus. Because he only says that in the first case when you go to Dvar Mitzvah.
This is even if you're asking, if you're within 3 days. Now, what happens if you go before 3 days?
Yeah, you still have to ask, I would have thought. Still the same problem comes to Shabbos.
Before three days, the various chashoshes are not shy.
The only Shabbos doesn't come to
it. Yeah, but things like doing melachas and things. Yeah, it does, that's what I asked.
That's what the Brisa learned to the Brisa, because you've gone within 3 days to the Chashoshes of that. Okay, post again, my dish place, and that's all I have to do. Yeah? Okay. Now, he's there. Yom Tov is the same, by the way. Yeah?
3 days.
Yom Tov Sheni as well, same thing. I don't know if you're planning to go off on Yom Tov Sheni. No different, it's all the same. Yeah, so the Ramah says, I will quote him Shilash Yomim, but before the 3 days, Shori, that's permitted, Afidu Bisfina Shemesh Chemesai, if you've got a ship that's being pulled by animals, at least part of it. Afidu Ein Begoyva Hamayim Asar Tzfokhim, even if the water is not 10 Tzfokhim deep, no problem. Afidu Bemokim Shi Yitzori Chai Yisroa Adasi Tzach Chakach Melocho, Beshabbos Eri Chasfino, even if the Yid is going to have to do various melochos on Shabbos to make the boat move, that's not a problem.
Even if you know that, even if you know that will be the case.
How much is it allowed to do? Ben Zashem, we'll see tomorrow. I'm going to try and squeeze it in tomorrow. We'll just try do it in one share.
And this last bit is only the Dvar Mitzvah?
No.
Or this is the Ramah says for the Shus.